I just, one reason I asked when you joined was that there was a membership drive in October, November, mm-hmm. I guess, so that the Cardinal on November 4th mm-hmm. announced that the TA membership had suddenly increased to 1,000 from something like mm-hmm. 60. And I wonder if you were aware of that drive.
It seems like I was probably because of that, because it had not occurred to me to join of my own, you know, I don't want to say free will, but I just, it's not something I did at the beginning of the year when I became. Yeah. But it seems that it was in connection with a membership drive. It was in the fall. Mm-hmm. And I think it must have been Joanne said it was important to join at this time. So yeah. I was very docile and did what she thought.
But you still weren't interested in getting your rights as a TA.
Well, I think it was important to me that I was assured that this was not anything connected with a radical, with any kind of radical movement.
Now, how did you convince yourself that it wasn't?
Well, Joanne was talking about, it was put in, they were very good with organizing with people like me, it was put in the context of the whole labor history of the United States, and that this was, you know, something that was very, you know, American in a way. You know, it was just a labor issue, and it wasn't connected to any of the anti-war things or anything else. And I was, you know, people just, there were so many so-called horror stories back in those days of things happening to TA's cases that, you know, were cited to us.
Being thrown out.
Yeah, that raised your indignation. And you started, I think one of the strongest points was that I know within our own department, at the end of each year, it seemed unfair that the people were cut off. The TAs were the ones that were doing the work. They didn't have as much time to devote to their own studies because they were teaching. Mm-hmm. They sometimes had lower grades, and therefore when cutbacks were made, they were the ones that were booted out, and people that had been on fellowship were then given the support, the TA contracts.
Yes, that would be the cost.
Those sort of things, you know, and just the idea that we had a right to a contract, we had a right to a grievance procedure, and all sorts of things that I had never thought about. You know, when you seem so thankful when you come in as a graduate student to have any sort of support at all. It was hard, it was an identity change, thinking of yourself as a worker rather than as a student, sort of submissive to the faculty and doing what they said. And it was a gradual process for me, I think, too. But I just got indignant at some of the things that were happening.